There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We turn our attention to the World Government Summit, which is happening down at Madinat Jumeirah. I was there on the first day. Natalie Lindo, you were there yesterday, weren't you?
I was indeed. I didn't get to meet Will.i.am, but I did see Harrison Ford crossing the bridge, surrounded by lots of people.
How far away was it?
Oh, touching distance, Malcolm.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And did he try to touch you?
No, and I didn't try to touch him either.
Probably just well in the current climate, I would think.
Exactly. Yes. It was interesting, though, because every single journalist on that bridge turns around, gets the camera and tries to point it at him for an interview, and there was just no stopping him. He was surrounded by about 12 other people preventing you from getting any closer. But as we know, he is here for the World Government Summit. Lots and lots of people in town, and it's a great opportunity. I was down there, and you were there yourself, Richard. It's buzzing, Malcolm. It really is. So you can see the RTA sky pods. You can have a go in them. You can have a look round in them. There's a museum of the future where they're showing some of technology that could be used. And the star of the show yesterday was a robot, and it was kind of looked like a dog.
I saw that one.
Yeah. So the AnyBot was kind of, you know, monopolised a lot of attention, shall we say. And I got chatting to the guys. But I also caught up with His Excellency Dr. Omar Abdul Rahman Al Nuaimi, who's the Assistant Undersecretary for Communication and International Relations. And part of his remit, you know, it comes under the Ministry of Human Resources and Emiratisation. But what he wants to do is make Dubai, and where better place than a World Government Summit, make Dubai in the UAE somewhere that people want to come to, want people to work here, and they want people to stay. And that's the message that they were pushing at the World Government Summit yesterday. We are open for business and we want you to stay. So he began by explaining how the future of jobs are said to change in the region.
Yes, and within this year, the government, the World Government Summit has actually went beyond the usual discussion on how the future of jobs would look like into looking at how governments should act to make sure that the jobs of the future are available and that they are ready for those jobs. So governments have gathered here to discuss the government responses to these changes in the future and to see what governments need to do in terms of making sure that they are ready for new models of employment. And we are talking here about like multi-employers models. We're talking about freelancing. We're talking about part-time jobs. And also about what governments should do in terms of preparing the youth for the jobs of the future in terms of skilling and also in terms of attracting talents from all over the world.
If we bring it back to us here in the region, there are a few things to look at there that you mentioned. Retaining talent. How do you ensure the most talented Emiratis stay here in the region long term? How do we provide jobs to keep them here?
Well, it's not about the... when we talk about attracting talent and retaining talents here, we're referring mostly to foreign talents. The UAE job market is creating a lot of jobs in the future. That is attracting Emiratis and will provide enough jobs for Emiratis. What we are talking here about is about attracting talents, foreign talents, to the UAE and retaining them. And the UAE has recently revised its admission system and introduced new types of visas for highly skilled people, highly talented people, for students, for investors, for also retirees, in order to retain those talents in the UAE job market.
And we see the skilled 10-year visa that you mentioned. So far, so good. People are really interested in taking you up on that. Can you see any other moves by the government to encourage people to come and not only come, but to stay?
Well, we are working actually with many countries within what we call Abu Dhabi Dialogue. Abu Dhabi Dialogue is a group of countries in Asia. And we are looking with those countries on how we have what we call the labor mobility system to ensure that countries or skills are readily available to the job markets that they need them.
Okay, and final question. What areas in particular are you looking to focus on and hone in on? You've got the attention of the world here today. What are you trying to sell as the dream to come to the UAE?
Well, what we are saying here is that in this place, and in this world government summit, what we are saying is that here we are not trying to understand the future, we are working to create a future. So if you want to create the future, this is the best place to be in.
That was His Excellency Dr. Omar Abdulrahman Al-Nuaimi. He's the Assistant Undersecretary for Communication and International Relations. And the thing that I found most significant about that conversation was I was talking to him. Obviously, we want to keep the top talent here. If you think about space exploration, there's lots of work being done in terms of technology and nurturing homegrown talent. But what he said was what we really need to do is attract people from outside of the UAE into the country and to make it possible for them to stay long term and to bring their talent and share their experiences to make the UAE as strong as possible. And I thought that was really interesting. And he said, look, we are, you know, we've got the 10-year visas already for highly skilled people, but we are looking at other options to encourage people to come here and to stay long term.
Passports included?
Well, he didn't say passports included, but it might have been a good question to ask him on the programme today.
But we have got the 10-year visas, haven't we, for people with specialisations, and that is a move in that direction.
And I think that's what he was sort of hinting at. This is sort of, let's lay the groundwork here, and if this works, then perhaps there might be further exploration of what that might mean.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.